Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Small towns are interesting places. I think they're most interesting because news travels fast in many small towns. If something big happens, everyone knows about it very quickly. They're hotbeds for rumors. They really are. You can have wonderful small towns, but gossip seems to exist no matter what. And as anyone knows, gossip and stories can change quite rapidly as the story moves from one person to another, especially when tragedy strikes a small town. In our next story, we hear about tragedy striking a small town. A small general store that many of the locals rely on for their everyday goods is ravaged by murder as someone goes in and kills the store owner late one night. It changes the dynamic of the town. It changes the feelings. It changes the emotion. It changes so many elements of this small town. And not for the better. More so, opening up a door to the paranormal. Take a listen. When I lived with my brother in a small town, we were big into four-wheelers. I had a Yamaha Blaster, and Greg, my sister-in-law's bro, had one of those Honda four-wheel drive utility quads. It was nice. Anyway, we'd go out every night after school and go riding down all the long, empty roads that seemed to go nowhere. There was not much out there but land for cattle and whatnot. The area was a small community of houses, a church with a large graveyard adjacent to it, and a small, locally owned old country store. The place was a beautiful little general store. It was built entirely out of wood and had an old cast iron oven that they used to heat the place. A few years prior, the founder and owner were shot dead behind the counter. That's pretty big news for a very small town where everyone knows each other. Les, the owner, was a great guy. He used to give us free sodas for coming by and talk to him and helping him out around the store. Les had built the store himself from the ground up and was a great friend to most of the people in the area. The night he was murdered, a drunk had stumbled into the store, and as he went to pay for his alcohol, he pulled out a gun and ordered Les to empty the register. Les gave him the money, and being a generous and friendly man, he told him he could always come in to him if he needed someone to lend him some money for whatever reason. The man pulled out a gun upon receiving the cash and shot Les in the chest and left him to bleed to death, all alone in the store that he had built to support his family. Since Les died, everyone assumed that the store would be closed, which meant all the ranchers and people in the area would have to make the long drive to the next town to get things they needed. This town pretty much depended on his store for gas, feed, food, etc. Things were not the same after he'd been killed, and some strange things started happening in the area. Greg and I would still ride our quads all over that night, riding with our lights off with nothing but the dark moon out to light the dark, lonely roads. We came across a lot of strange things, some that are hard to explain. Near our place, we found two abandoned graveyards. One was a Mexican graveyard. It had small faded statues of the Virgin Mary and crumbling graves with strange engravings on them. They didn't seem to be in Spanish like one would assume. When we discovered this place, we were excited. I mean, it's not every day you just discover something like this, especially when you know the area well. It was tucked away in a small dirt path that leads off through some brush on the side of the road, quite a ways down. There was an old rickety fence made from mesquite and barbed wire, and it had a strange smell to it. I cannot really describe the air. It felt musty and cold. Usually when it's cold, the air is crisp. We were walking through the graveyard looking around, trying to read the tombstone and looking at the dates, all of which were dated from the late 1700s to the mid-1800s. There's about 20 tombstones in total. One of which was separated from the rest, with a 3-foot-high stone barrier surrounding it. All the rocks had been stacked around it, and there was a faded hue of black paint on the top section of the rocks. They appeared to be limestone chunks, probably gathered from the local area back then. Completely neutral, in no way were they cut or shaped. The tombstone inside of the barrier was an old Spanish cross. The startling part of all this was a snake twisting in and out of the gaps in the tombstone. I don't know what kind of snake it was. It didn't look indigenous to the area, though. We mostly have rattlesnakes, copperheads, water moccasins, and garter snakes. This one, however, looked like something else. It appeared to be 4 or 5 feet long, about 5 inches in diameter, but it was hard to tell with it twisting around the way it was. I've never seen a snake do anything like this before. It was like it was defending the tombstone and was completely oblivious to our presence being there. The only thing I can think it might have been doing was trying to shed, but its scales were not flaky and showed no signs of molting. It was a glossy, pitch black snake. It had a viper's head with big puffy cheeks, probably heat pits, and its belly was also the same glossy black as its scales. After watching it swirl around this tombstone for a few minutes, we decided to see if we could scare it off. We grabbed a fallen branch and reached out to poke at it, and it was completely unresponsive. No signs of aggression or even trying to avoid the branch. It just kept swirling around the tombstone like that was its sole purpose in life. We gave up messing with the snake and decided to get going. That was all that happened that day. On another night, when the moon was not out and it was almost pitch black outside, we were out having fun following cars with their lights off, then getting up real close and turning them on suddenly to mess with people. It was fun in a bored redneck sort of way. We had a few people try to chase us after doing this, which made it even more fun. After about 12 a.m., you had maybe a 5% chance of seeing a car go by, so we rode by the town to see if we could find any other people driving around. While we were riding around near the store and around the church and the graveyard looking around, it was the first time we'd taken the time to look around the small town in ages. There was a water tower and a ton of enormous oak trees that had to be over 100 years old. There was also this giant gazebo-looking thing in the clearing of land. It was made entirely of wood, had dirt floors, a small stage, some stalls, chairs, and things. The people in the area called it the tabernacle. It was where my brother had gotten married. We started circling the graveyard, admiring how large some of the tombstones were, and even though we felt a strange feeling of guilt, we decided to see how exciting it would be to creep through the gate and walk around the graveyard at night. The place was huge, but nothing strange happened until we left. We were going down the road behind the church, and we could see the back door to the church and a small volleyball court behind it. We slowed down to look back at the graveyard when I noticed the back door to the church starting to open. A woman in a sickly white dress peered through the darkness at us, and she just stood there. We were sure we did not just see things. They lock that place up every night, and I doubt anyone would sleep over. We started to talk about who it might be, and when we looked back to get a better look, she was gone, but the door was still open. This kind of creeped us out. So we started to drive off to go back home. When we got to the four-way crossing, there she was again, standing in the middle of the road, arms dangling at her side. She seemed to glow just a little bit and was very sickly looking, with an expression of devastation. She scared the crap out of us, so we went full throttle and sped right past her. I did not notice any change in temperature or smell, but then again, I was going 60 miles an hour and had the wind blowing against me. We trucked it out about 5 miles back to the house and never saw her again, but it does make for a good story. A lot of other stuff happened out there, like a ghost dog that would always come flying out of the bushes, barking, chasing us off, yet we never saw it. Every night, this thing would come out of the ditch on the side of the road next to where this cemetery is, but only if we actually stopped there. We tested this theory many times to try and see if it was just a local stray, but would never get a glimpse of the thing. On one occasion, I actually got off of the quad to look. As soon as I heard the bushes rattle and the barking, jumped back off to take off, and Greg would be parked a few yards ahead, watching to see if he could see, but nothing. My older brother grew up in the area. When we told him about this dog, he said that when he was a kid, he and his friends had this dog that got attacked by another dog that was notorious for being vicious and apparently unlikable. His friend Joe shot the murderous dog 4 times and it did not die, walked off like nothing had happened at all. Maybe this thing in the bushes was the same dog, but only a fated spirit bully. He recounted many memories of going out with his friends, trying to identify this dog and find it again after that fatal shot. They too would hear it, but never see it.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.